Ladies and gentlemen, we now take you back into the past, which we do by courtesy of some of our leading scientists and mathematicians who've arranged for us to have the use of the fourth dimension for a few minutes. With Sidney James from South Africa and Bill Kerr from Australia, here is an incident in the private life of Tony Hancock.
Ladies and gentlemen, furthermore, the British Commonwealth is unique in that it is a voluntary organization. It is a wonderful example to the rest of the world that people can live in harmony without friction. And I am proud, nay, chuffed. Dead chuffed to stand here on this momentous occasion, the 18th of July, in this year of grace, 1958. And so it is with a song in my heart that I declare these Empire Games open and bless all who jump in them.
Very, very good, Tub. I enjoyed that. What was it for?
What do you mean, what was it for? That is my speech to open the Empire Games this year.
Oh, what Empire Games?
The British Empire Games, or Commonwealth, if you're sensitive. You know, the Commonwealth, the Brotherhood of Nations, the Glorious Empire.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it? All those pink bits on the maps and you've never heard of it? You buffoon. You're part of it, you're Australian. It's because Australia is a member that you're able to come over here and work. I think it's about time you started. Not a stroke since he rowed ashore in a Melbourne Municipal Parks rowing boat. Fancy coming 12,000 miles just to get a set of free teeth.
Anyway, what's all this Empire Games stuff about?
Well, look, there's 1,500 athletes coming from all over the world to Cardiff.
What for?
Well, to jump about and run and leap into swimming pools and throw hammers and spears and dash about the countryside with numbers on their backs and belt the living daylights out of each other.
Ah. Oh. Why?
Why? Well, it's... How do I know why? Expect they've got their reasons?
Perhaps they're after wigs and teeth, too.
Not after wigs and teeth. They've brought their own.
Oh, and you're opening the games, eh?
Yes.
I thought the Duke of Edinburgh was opening them.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I haven't been told about this. I took it for granted they were going to ask me. I've had my blazer cleaned. And a new ribbon put round my straw hat. What a pity. I was looking forward to seeing the games. I'll have to get a ticket now, and they're very scarce. They've all gone. I wonder where I can get one.
5 bob, 10 bob, 15 and 6, 2 guineas.
Oh, well, of course. We all knew you'd have some. Look at him, a trayful hanging around his neck.
All right, now, where do you want to sit? I've got a very nice place here. A few yards from where the hammer thrower's hammer lands. Now, here's the plan. You are just here.
Hey, that's outside the stadium.
Yeah, I know, but there's a very good crop of hammer throwers this year. They're never going to be able to keep it inside the stadium. Now, that you will be the only one to see it land. Now, that must be worth a few extra shillings. Yes?
Well, I did rather fancy being inside the stadium, you know. I mean, I want to see some of the other stuff as well.
You surprise me. Now, I would have thought that you were a hammer-throwing man myself. You have got the build for it. You know, you've done some in the past. I can see that.
No. You summed me up wrong there. No. I'm a pole vaulter. Had my best season this year. 3'6" last week. 3'6" and went over like a bird.
Yes. Well, they're clearing 14 foot in the games.
Ah, yes, I know, but I'm handicapped with my weight, you see. See, I run along and dig the pole in the ground and I take off and the pole sinks. I might tell her I have to let go a bit sharpish to do 3'6". I reckon for me to do 14 foot, I'd need a 93 foot pole.
Yes. Well, I got a very nice seat here, right opposite the pole vault. You'll be able to see how to do it then.
Oh, that sounds good. Where is it?
Here we are, right there.
Is this the official seating plan?
Certainly it is. Now, there's your seat, 25 shillings, row E, seat 31.
Wait a minute, they only go up to 30. You've penciled in another seat. You've done it all the way around. You've got an extra 5,000 here sitting in the gangways.
Yeah, well, that's deliberate. You see, they have asked me to fill up the gangways. It stops the drafts blowing down the gangways onto the javelin throwers. Now, they've got a very strong wind down here sometimes. The javelins last time were landing behind them. So they asked me to rectify it.
I don't believe it.
I have a letter here from the Cardiff Borough Council. Here we are. Read it. Can you read Welsh?
No.
You can have a look at it then. Now, there we are. Flan, fair, flach, and saucepan, bach, gog, gog. Hey, would you like to know what that means?
Yes,
that means, dear Sid, please fill up the gangways.
All right, then I'll take it, 25 shillings.
Yeah, oh, wait a minute, now there's plus the frontier tax for crossing the Welsh border. That makes it £48.10.
£48.10? I'm not paying that.
All right, then £2.05, here's your ticket.
Hey, Tub, what about me?
What about you?
I want to go.
What for? You said you weren't interested.
I want to see all the girls in their little shorts.
Well, you're not coming with me. I had enough of you at Wimbledon this year. Right through the men's doubles shouting out, "Where's the girl in the gold pants?" Disgusting it was. It put Ashley Cooper right off his overhead smashes. Shameful it was.
Well, where was she?
On court five. It was a marvellous game. I rolled my trousers up, put one of the ball boys in the refrigerator, and we had the time of my life.
All right, then, the best of luck, Cardiff. You've got a very good seat there, and I'm sure you're going to have a very good afternoon sport.
Thank you. Soon be inside the stadium. How many people in front of us, William?
I've just been round the corner, right along the queue, counting them.
Took you long enough. How many are there?
Two.
Well, what are we doing hanging around the corner here? Why didn't you tell me they'd moved up? There's probably about 6,000 people got in front of us now. Oh, come on, you ratbag. I want to get my seat. I'm looking forward to this. If I've missed the 100 yards, I shall very likely ram your boomerang right down your throat. Here we are, entrance 24.
Tickets, please.
Here you are, my good man. Row E, seat 31.
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't the right ticket.
Of course it's the right ticket. It's written on the front. Look, the Empire... Shepherd's Bush. Second performance, 8:30. Nudes, knees and knockabouts. That Twister James, all the way down to Cardiff for this.
What are you going to do now, Tub?
Oh, get back to the Shepherd's Bush, of course. We've got 2 hours. Come on, hurry up, cab.